Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not yet done so already, I'd like to invite you to invite your friends and people in your upline and downline to listen to the show each week, particularly on the first Monday of the month. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, you know, thank you to John, who for the last 3 years was our go-to person when it came to our business and how to run our business in whether we had an online business, Avon business, or whatever. He is really a wealth of information. And John has decided that, you know, his time, you know, does not permit him to continue with the show. So we wish John all the best. I didn't have the opportunity to say that last month, because last month we didn't have a show on Monday. So this is the first Monday that we're actually going to not have John on the show. So again, on behalf of everyone that has been listening to the show, whether it's been one day or for the last 3 years, we'd like to all wish John well in his future endeavors. Okay, also I want to take this opportunity to say that I want to take a moment, I should say, to wish those who were affected again by the hurricane. You know, I know it's just a horrible, horrible situation in the Caribbean and in Mexico and in Puerto Rico, and I know that people, just from being on Facebook, the number of people who are having fundraisers all out throughout the country, you know, trying to raise money for those victims, those hurricane victims. So if you haven't done so, you know, please do so. And also, you know that we have Avon We Care, and that you can donate $10. You can do that as many times as you want, and the monies will be going. Some packages will be sent to the hurricane victims. Also, our hearts and prayers go out to those people and those family members and friends of those individuals who were killed or injured or just traumatized by the events that took place yesterday in Las Vegas. I mean, this is we're really in a troubling time, and you just don't know what is going to trigger someone, and this is what they're trying to figure out about this gunman, because the fact that he was a wealthy man, he just didn't fit the program. He was an older gentleman, so, you know, time will tell. But, you know, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to those family members that were affected. Okay, now we'll get to the show. So if you received the email blast, or if you go on to Facebook page, you know that today we are going to discuss acne. So this is the first Monday now will now be, there's been a complete format change. I think I spoke about it maybe a couple of weeks ago. The first Monday from now on, we'll talk about different aspects of skin and skin disorders, and, you know, how we can help as Avon representatives with that. And then the second week is no longer be the roundtable discussion. It will be a roundtable, but it will be more like jump-starting your business. And the third Monday of the month, we're going to try to have a guest speaker, so it will always be to be announced. And the fourth Monday, as you well know, will be Gillen, who will talk about Avon skincare products. Okay, so let's talk about acne. So what is acne? Let's first define acne. And acne is a disease that affects the skin's oil glands. Layman terms in terms of this, is like everybody can understand this. So you have like a small hole in your skin, which is your pores, that is connected to your oil glands underneath the skin. And these glands make an oily substance called sebum. And the pores connect to the glands by a canal that's called the follicles. And inside the follicles, or the oil carries dead skin cells to the surface to the skin. A thin hair also grows through the follicles and out to the skin. When the follicles of the skin glands clog, it grows. So that's basically what an acne is. Most pimples are found on the face, the neck, the back, the chest, and the shoulders. Acne is not a serious health threat, but it can cause scars, particularly when people try to squeeze the pimples. I always try to don't do that. Let a professional person do that, because they know exactly what they're doing, whether it's a dermatologist or a licensed esthetician. So, what causes acne? There's several things that cause acne. Doctors have cited certain things that may cause acne. For example, hormonal change. You find this in the teenage years. This may cause the oil glands to clog up more often during the teenage years. Hormone change during pregnancy may increase the appearance of pimples. Starting or stopping birth control pills. Again, you're having a change of your hormones. It could be hereditary. If your parents have acne, you may have acne too. Some medications that you're taking may cause acne. And last but not least, makeup. If your makeup is greasy, that may cause acne as well. So, and then when do we get acne? So acne can start anywhere in your teens, and it can go up into your adults. You know, some people have adult acne for the reasons that I have mentioned. So how will people care for their skin? Well, here are some ways that people can care. One, they have to cleanse their skin gently. Just like any other skin type, person who has acne, they are no different. They should cleanse their skin gently, and they should use a mild cleanser in the morning and also in the evening. And also, if they go to the gym, they should certainly use a mild cleanser after they work out. Absolutely do not touch your skin. People who tend to squeeze or pinch or pick at their pimples can also get scars or dark spots onto their face. So that's, you know, you definitely don't want to do that. For men, you have to shave carefully. If you shave, you can try both an electric and a safety razor to see which works best. Safety razors use a sharp blade. Also, it helps to soften the beard with some kind of a cleansing soap and water before putting a shaving cream on, and then shave lightly and only when you have to. Stay out of the sun. You know, you should definitely stay out of the sun, wear a hat, you know, cap or whatever, when the sun is at its highest point. Many acne medicines can make people more likely to sunburn. Being in the sun a lot can also make the skin wrinkle and raise the risk of skin cancer. Choose makeup carefully. All makeup should be oil-free, and also as well as your cleansers, your moisturizers, all should be oil-free. And in addition to that, I'm going to take it a little further if you're using shampoo, you know, you should, if your hair is like in your face a lot, you know, you should shampoo your hair regularly. And again, try to use shampoo that is, you know, it's kind of oil free, because again, the southern stuff is going to come down onto your face. What is the best type of cleanser to use? There's so many, I've been doing research on this and trying to see what other estheticians are using and dermatologists are suggesting in terms of what type of cleanser you should use. And pretty much across the board, it has been recommended that people use a cleanser that is a foaming cleanser, excuse me. That's pretty much the best cleanser that could be used on the skin itself. Again, you should cleanse your skin morning and night using a foam cleanser. So, you know, you can go back and look and see what kind of products we have and see what kind of meets up to that type of cleanser criteria, you know, a foam. If the face looks like it's not getting better, or your client, or if the acne really looks very severe, what you should do is recommend that they go see an esthetician or a dermatologist, where they would do deep cleansing of the skin and then some type of exfoliation, and they will actually steam the skin and massage and do, you know, et cetera, everything to help clear the pores and to eliminate and remove. And sometimes the esthetician or the dermatologist will sometimes do extraction if necessary, extracting or cleaning out the non-inflamed pore blockage, which makes to help the skin feel smoother and will help stop the inflamed pimples that is forming. So I would recommend some kind of exfoliation, and we have a whole acne line in Avon, and I'll, you know, maybe Gillian will talk about, share that with you when she's on. But certainly you want to look for one of the ingredients that most estheticians and dermatologists agree upon is look for the ingredients of sulfur. Sulfur is very, very good for those individuals who have acne. I think one of the key things that you have to stress a client who has acne is that they have to be patient. You know, a lot of times they just don't like the way you look, you know, it seems as though an acne will appear when you're going somewhere, when it's a special occasion, when you have a special date. That's invariably when you will see the an acne appear. So, but you know, they have to, and then that will inspire them to go ahead and you know, pick at the pimple or try to burst it or whatever, and that's like the worst thing you can do. There's about six different types of pimples. They all vary in size, colors, and the level of pain. But the two that are most popular and the ones you hear people talk about the most are whiteheads, and these remain under the skin and are small. You also have blackheads, clearly visible. They are black and appear on the surface of the skin. I like to recommend that black mask that we have, because a lot of times if you as an Avon representative, if you have acne, skin that's prone to acne, one of the things you can do is, like, and this is what I do, because I use my hands to feel, and that's just how I learn. And even when I do nails, I use my hands to feel rather than to trust my eyes. So if you take your fingers and go across your face, you'll find that that you may have pimples that's embedded underneath the skin that have not yet come out. And I find like a mask like the black mask helps to draw and pull out the pimples and bring it to the surface. What I want to say, some people opt to get, in terms of treating some doctors may recommend an injection. Some doctors may recommend oral antibiotics or contraceptives. Some doctors may recommend some kind of an ointment that can be placed onto the skin. Everything really depends upon what the dermatologist would actually recommend. Certain things that you can do as a person who has acne is, one, again, I can't stress it enough, avoid popping the pimples. The other thing is refrain from touching your face. And that's a big one, because a lot of times, you travel throughout the day. If you're taking the subway, you're touching the banister, you're pressing a button of a Coke machine or a candy machine, and then you place your hand on your face. I mean, come on. You really have to break the habit of touching your face. So many of us are using our cell phones. Try to hold the cell phone away from the skin and try to cleanse your cell phone frequently, because that carries germs. You use your cell phone, you lay it on the table or whatever, and then you apply it to your face. Come on. Always wash your hands. Wash your hands frequently. And again, avoid touching your face. Make sure that your makeup is oil free, and remember to remove the oil from your remove the makeup from your skin before going to bed. If you have acne on your back or on your shoulder or on your chest, try wearing loose clothing so that the skin can breathe. Just try to avoid wearing tight garments such as headbands or caps or scarves, and then wash them as frequently as you use them. So if you wear something for example, a hat for your job, a cap for your job, if you wear it every day, you need to wash that hat very frequently. If you wear it once in a while, then you don't have to wash it as frequently. But that's why I said wash it as frequently as you use it. One of the things I had learned when I was teaching, when I was a kindergarten teacher, the kids used to always kiss me. And I couldn't understand why I had a breakout on one side of my face. And then it dawned on me that kids carry bacteria. So, if you have young kids in your house, or if you're babysitting, or you're a teacher, or teacher's aide, or whatever, anytime you work with kids, try to refrain them from kissing you because, again, that carries germs. Again, keep your hair clean. Try to keep your hair off your face, especially in the summertime, and avoid greasy hair products. Again, let's see what else is there. Look at my notes. And stress. Oh, stress can cause pimples. So you want to try to be as stress-free as possible. I know that's very difficult. And, try to keep cool and try to stay dry, because hot and humid climates you tend to sweat more, and then the oil secrete, so that may cause an issue as well. I think I pretty much covered everything as it relates to acne skin. And again, like I said, it's the number one concern for those individuals who are, I don't know why I'm so tired. For those people who have skincare concern, acne is the number one skincare concern. So, again, if it's not too bad, try to recommend a product that is foaming. Any ingredients that has sulfur in it, that's excellent. That is the one ingredient that everybody kind of agrees upon. There are others that we've heard of, but in my research, I'm hearing that benzoyl peroxide, which is something that we were here in the United States was using heavily, but I read an article where Europe is banning that product. So I guess usually when something happens in Europe, it happens here. So that's why I'm not talking about that, as one of the, certainly sulfur is an ingredient that you can recommend to your client. And then secondly, again, if their skincare product is severe, or it looks like if there is no improvement, tell them that they should see a dermatologist or a licensed esthetician. Let me see where we are with time. Oh, boy, so we have just a few minutes more. With that, I think we're going to end early. I think I've covered everything about acne. I hope that you have a better and clearer understanding of acne, and this way you can educate your clients and about the cause, what is acne, and how to take care of acne. So with that, everyone, I hope you have a fantastic week. Next Sunday is our order day, so this is technically our order-taking week, so make that happen, and I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good night, everyone.